Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Really was just a lost fumble. I mean, that was just
tough call for Cam Ward there, who looked good for a minute.
And then that was it. Then he kind of turned back into a pumpkin, and he's terrible. That team's terrible.
Are you concerned about the slow starts? I mean, we reference it very quickly off the top.
A little bit.
Vrabel's hung up on it, and
it's consistent.
For the most part, it's happened more weeks than it hasn't, where these teams just come down and gouge them for like a drive or two. And I guess you got to give them credit for adjusting. The Saints did this last week. They gave up 3 second-half points. The Titans did this yesterday. They gave up 0 second-half points. So I guess you got to give them credit for adjusting and, you know, nipping things in the bud. But the way they've started these games and the fact that Vrabel harped on it so much, both post-game and, again, with Greg this morning, and I'm sure he'll do it again at 11:30 when he talks to the media a half hour from now. The fact that he seems hung up on it is interesting to me because I think now he realizes, hey, we are going to have a real chance against the Tampa Bays of the world.
We're pretty good. Yeah.
We're going to have a real chance against Baltimore later in the year. I know they're off to a bad start. I bet they'll look different later on in the year than they're playing now, especially coming off a bye. Never mind the Bills a second time, et cetera, et cetera. We have a real chance against these teams. We can't bury ourselves early in these games. I think that's a reflection of expectations raising. And also, guys, it's October now.
Right.
And this is still an issue.
Yeah. And, you know, the positive would be, like you said, they've been able to make adjustments and they've been a lot better after that. And there's some of the game, even the two losses that they had, slow start offensively and defensively. You know, even the Carolina game, as much as that turned into a blowout, the biggest blowout of the season, that wasn't a great start defensively for them. So,
no, that drive was shocking.
I was like,
when they came down the field in that Carolina game, that game was shocking.
Cam Ward or Bryce Young's touchdown drive, both were surprising.
Yeah.
82.
Bryce Young started the game with one, right?
Bryce Young started the game with one,
Tennessee went field goal touchdown. But
Joey Sly.
Yeah.
Sly guy.
Yeah, it was a Sly revenge game until he kicked it out of
He's
bounds.
Jacked.
Yeah.
He's
oh,
just
yeah.
smashing balls. I think it's a bit of a concern because it is 7 games in, and it's something that clearly has been a point of emphasis, and yet it hasn't entirely gotten turned around. And when you do play better teams, that might be the difference. That might be it. You know, you might not be able to play catch up against Tampa Bay, or, you know, you get into the playoffs and you're talking about whoever you match up with wild card round, or if you want to go, you know, big time, like the divisional round, and you find yourself down a quick 10-0 before you get adjusted, that might be it. You know, you might not be able to come back in that case. So it's something that he's aware of and is trying to get fixed. And, you know, that's something they can work on for the next, 10 games of the season.
Yeah. So look, the defense buttoned it down in the second half. You would hope they start doing this against some of the upcoming opponents. Atlanta looked terrible last night. I don't know how much of that game you watched.
I watched some.
For as good as they looked against Buffalo, they looked horrendously bad. Penix looked horrendously bad last night.
Yeah.
So that's in 2 weeks. It's the Browns this week. I don't know how much they're going to get tested in either of those
two games.
Good
defense, though, the Browns. And really good defense.
Look, the Falcons defensively played well last night, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they couldn't stop McCaffrey, but who can? So yeah,
just McCaffrey.
It's a couple of good defenses coming up, leading up and home games leading up to that Bucs game, which will be the real test.
Yeah.
When we really see, all right, is, as we discussed earlier, the championship window open, and are they true contenders? That is going to be the real measuring stick game, assuming they don't trip up these next couple of weeks. Our buddy Mark in Medford's waiting patiently. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good morning.
It's going great.
So given that you're in the same conference as Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and Josh Allen, can you argue that right now, this season, that Drake May and Bo Nix are the best quarterbacks in the AFC right now?
Bo Nix?
I mean, I like Bo Nix, but no, Patrick Mahomes is still the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah. Right, but Bo Nix, they put up 33 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they put up zero for the first three.
And they played the Giants.
Yeah, but where it counts, guys, right? Is that what we say all the time, when it counts?
Yeah,
you got me talking bad about my guy. Bo Nix, but he's not up there.
Nix has led to that comeback. You'll hear more about it coming up and what happened. But Nix has led two huge fourth quarter comebacks this year.
Like, I think he's a gamer. He's got moxie, whatever you want to say. He is.
Good cliche. Three games under 200 yards passing for Bo Nix this year.
All the he's scrappy. He gets his uniform dirty.
Honestly, the way they play through seven games, it's an insult to compare Drake May to Bo Nix.
Love Bo Nix.
The way the two of them be 0-7.
Yeah, I mean,
right, but they're not
coming into the year.
Yeah,
I thought it was even fair to say Nix has done more. If you want to say Nix is better than May, that's fine.
As a starter from day one,
but that flipped pretty quick this year. That's insulting. Mahomes has had a great year.
Mahomes and like Josh Allen and Drake May beat him head to head. So if you want to take Drake May's first seven games over Josh Allen, I'm not going to slug you in the gut. But if you're just like the best quarterbacks in the league, still would be Mahomes and Allen, and then Lamar when he comes back. Burrow's out for the year, so just cross him off. But like when Lamar was playing, we haven't seen him in a couple weeks. Like, fantastic. His first four games, he was awesome. So I think that's still the list. But Drake May's on that list. Drake May and like Baker Mayfield. Like, if you're talking about, I don't know if Mark was talking about just AFC. Maybe he was. Okay, so just AFC. Yeah, he's one of the four best quarterbacks in the AFC. I think it's Mahomes. I mean, depending on how you feel about Lamar, because he's only played four games out of 7 weeks.
I think if you're asking just how they played this year, he might be the best quarterback in the AFC just on how they played. But now I got to pick like who I'd actually take on a Sunday to go win a game. Yeah, he might be fourth.
Yeah.
You know, ahead of Herbert.
I think he's jumped over Herbert. You know, Indiana Jones has had a good year, but I'd take Drake May over
Me
him.
Too.
I'd take him over Bo Nix right now. Aaron Rodgers. Like, Aaron Rodgers is surprisingly good, but I would take May over Rodgers right now. Going back to that matchup head-to-head, I thought, maybe Aaron Rodgers back in week three might be the better quarterback. But since then, Drake May's only had good games.
I'd take Bo Nix over that fraud Drake May 10 times over.
Stop it.
May hasn't played anyone yet. Now, look,
about the Buffalo Bills,
who were
the best team in football at the time when they played them?
If you take Nix, that's fine. Agree to disagree.
Nix barely beat the Giants.
To say they haven't played anyone is just dumb.
That is real dumb.
So, like, that doesn't make any sense. If you want to take Nix, go ahead. Take Nix.
The Broncos have only played the Colts as their one good team.
No,
that's not true.
They played the Bengals with no Burrow.
They beat Philly.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I think that was the other comeback, right? That was the other.
Beat Philly 21-17 back a couple weeks ago.
No, they scored like 14 unanswered this finished the game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was their other fourth quarter comeback. It was against Philly. So, look, I'm not saying.
And they lost to two good teams. They lost to the Colts and the Chargers.
I'm not saying that Nix has beat nobody, but to say
aren't the
Patriots.
Good?
But they're better than like the.
No.
But they're better than the Jets and the Dolphins and some of those teams.
But I thought
the Panthers and the Titans.
I thought the Chargers at the beginning of the year looked like one of the best teams in football. Like,
started
great. No, they are. They've had a rough go these last few games.
No, if you want to tell me May greater than Justin Herbert, like, let's start there. Like, okay. Right now, especially if we're living in this season and recency bias and everything else, he's playing better than Herbert.
Yeah, 617-779-7937. We mentioned the accuracy record for Drake May, 21 out of 23 yesterday.
Oh, my God.
16 straight completions. That is a Patriots franchise record, higher than Brady against Jacksonville in 2009. Minimum 20 attempts. And it's crazy. Like, every single week, Curtis asked Rabel about this morning. Every single week, there's like a new Brady stat that
May
is
silly.
Matching or surpassing. It's wild.
Because you could kind of, you're like, oh, well, there's a lot of stats, right? And you're like, oh, they cherry pick certain stats. So you hear one and you're like, okay. Like, he's on a list with Brady, Manning, Aaron Rodgers. You're like, okay. And then like another week, something else happens where he's on a list or passing Brady. And you're like, all right, now we're getting into like a very strange territory here, because I don't even think it's fair to compare anybody to Brady, because like Brady set the bar so high. So you're like, you could be a great Hall of Fame quarterback and still not even sniff Tom Brady,
correct,
right? And now you're already in your second year, not even halfway through your second year. You have numbers, in some cases, better than his.
And by the way, it wouldn't have surprised me if Mac Jones, rather, in his rookie year had like a wildly accurate game that beat Brady's record. But do you remember how Mac used to throw?
Yeah, sideways.
Watch him last night, even on Sunday Night Football.
No, Drake was throwing the ball downfield.
Short throw, check down, short throw. Like it's all Mac Jones did. Some of these, the booty touchdown. I think he has entering the late games yesterday, so maybe this changed.
Yeah,
he was the only quarterback in the NFL with two touchdown throws that traveled 50 yards in the air this year. Okay, so that one air yards, that was 50 plus yards.
Yeah.
To Kayshon Booty. The Diggs throw, the Mac Hollins throw.
Yeah.
Mac may not have done those his whole NFL career. He hasn't done throws like that.
No, because they can.
May was doing that left and right yesterday and setting a completion percentage record
in yards per attempt.
Surpassing Tom Brady. So these were not running back checkdowns, weird game play. Like, no, he was slinging it yesterday.
He was slinging it.
And he set the record.
And even pre-Randy Moss, a lot of Tom Brady's completions were pretty short.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever, they were very effective. I'm not ripping him for it. But yeah, that is the difference. That is one of the most misleading stats. Like if you don't have a chance to watch all the games, you just look at completion percentage. Like these quarterbacks are the most accurate. It's like, well, not necessarily. I think Bo Nix, speaking of my guy, in college, completed 105% of his passes because all they did was throw to like wide open guys at the line of scrimmage.
So this is good. So May is number two in pure completion percentage.
Yeah.
75.2. Do you know the one quarterback who's ahead of him? And it illustrates perfectly what you're talking about.
Is it Goff?
It's Goff.
Yeah.
Goff is at 76%, 75.9.
Yeah.
And the way Goff throws versus the way May, tight windows, deep throws, pushing the ball downfield. I'm not saying Goff never does it.
No, he every once in a while will, but it's a lot of like close stuff, and it's a lot of like, I don't know. It's well schemed. Like, I mean, good for him and like good for that offense, and they seem to be able to pick up right where Ben Johnson kind of left off, and they still are really good. But yeah, Drake May's doing it with a little bit more of a degree of difficulty.
So it makes the accuracy record in Patriots history, not just who he passed, but how he did it with the types of throws yesterday, even more impressive. Drake May was asked about it after the game.
This is a good answer.
I also thought this was very impressive.
Yeah, I left some out there that I ended up running that I could have thrown. I think I tucked it a couple times when I shouldn't have, and I think I need to get the backside of the progression more. But, yeah, I think I'm trying to be careful with the football and trying to challenge it down the field and not just be a check down Charlie. So just trying to throw it to the guys that's open, and they're making great plays.
Ouch, Mac has a family, Drake.
Charlie.
Mac has a family, Drake. Calling him a check down Charlie like that, my goodness. So yeah, no, I thought that was the perfect way to say it. And when he couples in, well, maybe I tucked and ran too many because he only had two incompletions.
Right, but there were more pass plays called than 23.
Yeah. Thank you. And so when he lumps it all together, I maybe understand his answer a little bit more. But even so, selfless answer. He threw high to Kyle Williams on that one throw. That was a bad throw.
Yeah, it was.
The other one was an incompletion to Hunter Henry later on in the second half. He completed 16 straight in between that. I'm trying to even picture the Hunter Henry incompletion, but that was the other one.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's when he got lit up on the blitz.
Oh, it might have been that. It might have been that.
Oh, right in the back.
So I like that's an answer where he is being a leader, taking the high road, putting stuff on him, even though he played brilliantly yesterday. He was constantly putting it on his teammates yesterday. And I think, yeah, that shows some growth, and it shows that hopefully he's going to look to continue to improve and clean up what minor issues he had yesterday, because they were very minor.
Well, it's funny because when he first was answering that question, he was like, I left a couple plays there or whatever. I was like, you had two incomplete passes.
Right.
Like, you're trying to be 100%, but that's not what he meant.
It made more sense with the running plays.
Yeah, he was like, oh, I could have maybe found more guys downfield instead of running with it. But with the exception of him hitting his head on the turf, which we talked about last hour, he ran very effectively too. Like, I mean, he ran 8 times for 62 yards. Like, that's pretty good, big part of his game. So obviously he just needs to stay safe. But yeah, that was another one. And how many consecutive games is it now? Is it 5 straight with a QB rating over 100?
Yeah, it's going back to the Pittsburgh game, yeah.
And it's not like...
No, or is it 6 straight?
No, no, no.
Against Miami.
Oh, it is 6 straight then.
Yeah.
So only week one it wasn't. And it wasn't like it was 101 yesterday.
5 or 6? Yeah.
135.9.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, it's outrageous. And this is another one where I think if you listen to Keys to the Game this past Friday, he's like one away, I think, from tying Tom Brady's record, like another Tom Brady stat, is going to come up this week. If he has 100 QB rating, which will actually be tough because Cleveland does have a good defense. But
these,
if he does it.
These next 2 weeks, Atlanta has a good defense too. So these next 2 weeks, he might play very well and not have 100 QB rating.
Right.
But if he does, he's right on the same, you know, neighborhood as Tom Brady once again.
Mike Vrabel was asked about Drake May after the game. And, he made it clear it's not easy for a quarterback to play here for himself and Josh McDaniels in New England. But he's been impressed with Drake May.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of demand there from Josh and myself. And I think he's responded to that as far as the leadership that he's had to show this offense. And, you know, kept talking about he wants to earn it. Well, I mean, I've told him that he's earned it. And I think he doesn't like something in practice, then he gets it fixed. And if he wants a better Friday practice, then he talks about it before we go out there on Friday. And, you know, I think those guys respond to him and the things that he says and the way that he, you know, operates.
I mean, that's great stuff. I mean, it's early in his career. He's still very young. And, you know, we even heard, like, Hunter Henry talking about it. We talked to Mike Onwenu about it. Like, when he came in, I think it's tough to be, like, a leader day one. There are stories. Every once in a while, there are guys that are that. But you're new to the NFL. You're new to all these teammates. You're way younger than all these guys. It can kind of be off-putting. Like, if you show up, you're like, I'm the leader. Look at me.
Right.
You know, like, all right, bud. Like, maybe play a game first. Maybe win the job first. And so they put him in a bad spot,
I think. He literally had one real win in his NFL career, right, even coming into this year.
Yeah.
It was still hard for him to come in and, I think, boss people around at the beginning of this year.
Yeah. But I also think, and not to just, you know, go through the Mayo, Wolf, all that stuff from a year ago, but he clearly was the best quarterback. And I think you're doing your guy a disservice. It's one thing to do the Patrick Mahomes treatment and be like, we have Alex Smith, we're going to wait a year. Or like, we have Drew Bledsoe, so we're not even considering Tom Brady yet. They're like, we'll see. So like, Bo Nix and Caleb Williams started right off the rip. Jaden Daniels, they all started right off the rip. Two or three of those guys made the playoffs. Drake May doesn't. You got to watch Jacoby Brissett for 5 weeks. So what can Drake May seem like the leader? But then Jacoby Brissett's named captain, so he's also the leader. Weird spot. Then Drake May takes over. We're hearing about maybe, you know, Jacoby Brissett wasn't the best teammate and all that stuff. So at least this year, like, you start clean. Might have been also a reason why they did get rid of Joe Milton. Not that he was going to beat him out for the job, but just like, get rid of that distraction. Get rid of that any kind of like talk in the locker room. And we're just going to stick with this guy. They laid it out for him. You have a very clear backup in Josh Dobbs. There was no chance of him ever taking over the starting role.
Yeah, or thinking he was going to start it, over Drake May.
But it's not just like how many snaps you get. It's, all right, whose team is it? Whose offense is it? It's very clearly Drake May's. And I don't know. I think all the guys say, like Hunter Henry told us, like, you could see him throw and run. Like, we all could see that part of it. But I think his leadership is what's really gone to the next level.
Well, and Nate Burleson was on CBS postgame yesterday, or in between games or whatever it was. And he was talking about some of that. There's a difference between being a thrower and being a quarterback.
Yeah.
Curran's talked about that as well. And some of that seems to be coming to him. Some more examples of his leadership. I thought it was interesting reading Mike Reese. And if you saw his social media this weekend, you would have seen some of this too. He says, May's week, recapping the weekend for Drake May. 1 week after Diggs had his personal chef. I don't know if we talked about this on the air.
Yeah.
But Stephon Diggs had his personal chef cook for the O-line last week, at Garrett Bradbury's house as part of the weekly offensive line dinner. So quarterback Drake May this week hosted his blockers on Thursday with a hibachi chef. So he had a nice hibachi.
Ooh, they had hibachi?
Over at the May House.
So what do? Do you just like redo the kitchen in there? Because a hibachi, you need a certain type of equipment.
You do it in the yard?
Yeah,
I wouldn't want that
in the house. That's a lot of cleanup.
Spraying sake all over the place.
Tossing stuff all over the floor.
Maybe you do that out in the yard.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Rookie guard Jared Wilson. Not a great game for him this
weekend.
No,
this might have backfired.
Or Will Campbell.
No.
Yeah, maybe they were a little weighed down by the hibachi.
Yeah, maybe more hibachi.
Maybe that one. Yeah, maybe these guys need to take it easy on the hibachi, because neither one played well yesterday. Rookie guard Jared Wilson said the dessert was baked by May's wife and Michael.
Okay.
Who?
From Arrested Development?
Yeah.
Was that
her? The dessert was devoured so quickly that it was the favorite among the group. He described it as an oatmeal apple cinnamon crisp. So maybe that was the problem.
Oatmeal apple cinnamon crisp.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
Sounds very
good. I'll try
it. So Drake May showing leadership there, stepping up on the heels of Steph Diggs.
So Jared Wilson has an oatmeal raisin cinnamon crisp and then has his worst game of the season?
Yeah.
Okay.
Meanwhile, May was at the CM Zavarian game.
I saw that.
Getting MVP chance.
Great.
And I heard Vrabel talking about this morning. Vrabel's like, oh, yeah, he wasn't the only player
yeah,
there.
Yeah, a bunch of players were there.
He's just the one that got the police escort. But I don't know. I thought it was a good weekend.
How cool is that, by the way?
On the field for May, but also leadership, having the O-line over. His wife is cooking dessert, and he's showing up to local high school games. Like, I don't know. That is a cool weekend.
It's almost too good to be true.
Yes.
And it feels like too good to be true after watching the Patriots the last couple years with Belichick, last year with Mayo, and then now this team to be playing this well. It's laid out in front of them with this easy schedule. Drake May's playing like an MVP candidate. Mike Vrabel is the favorite to be coach of the year. Steph Diggs is fitting in like a brand new shoe. Like, I don't know what to even complain about with the team. It's like in a weird spot. Yeah.
No, and trust me. Like, we definitely try. And no, it's almost too good to be true the way it's going.
Yeah. No, but what I was going to say, it's cool that Drake May was there, but how cool is it if you played in that game as a high school kid and you're like, Drake May was watching and like a bunch of Patriots were watching?
Drake May and a bunch of Patriots showed up. Mazzulla was there. I think Mazzulla's kid.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Plays for Xavier, like, if I'm not mistaken.
Pretty cool.
You know, I'm sure he was barking at people. He probably wanted to play. He probably wanted to go out there and play against a bunch of high schoolers.
He's yelling about two-on-ones.
Would be my guess. 617-779.
He took on the Pop Warner team at halftime, stiff-arming kids in the turf. Like, oh, that's cool, Joe. Thanks.
The young kids came out and played at halftime. Mazzulla just, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He's not playing against these guys.
Bobby Boucher'd him. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on a Patriots Monday on Jones and Keith. Will take you back through what happened in Week 7 of the NFL. What happened right after Trending with Billy Laney?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. The Patriots are now winners of 4 in a row after yesterday's 31-13 win over the Titans in Tennessee. Drake May finished the game 21 of 23 for 222 yards, 2 passing touchdowns, and 62 rushing yards. May's completion percentage of 91.3 is a new Patriots franchise record for the highest single-game completion percentage. Up next, the Pats return home to host the Browns on Sunday. The Browns are now 2-5 after yesterday's 31-6 win over the Dolphins. Tonight's a Monday Night Football doubleheader. First up, the Lions host the Buccaneers. You can catch the call of the game right here on 93.7. Coverage begins at 6 o'clock with kickoff at 7 o'clock. And at 10 o'clock, the Texans are in Seattle to play the Seahawks. Bruins have now dropped 4 in a row after falling 3-2 to the Mammoth in Utah. David Pastrnak scored both Bruins goals in the loss, and Jonas Kopitar gave up all 3 goals on 27 shots. Bruins return to the TD Garden tomorrow night to host Brad Marchand and the Panthers. Puck drop is at 7:30. Last night in the ALCS, the Blue Jays evened their series with the Seattle Mariners at 3 games apiece after a 6-2 win in Toronto. Game 7 is tonight. First pitch is at 8:08. The winner of this series will move on to play the Dodgers in the World Series beginning on Friday night. And the Celtics will begin their regular season schedule on Wednesday night at home against the 76ers. At the 99 Restaurant, $14.99 Big Deal Meals start the week off right. Satisfy big appetites every Monday through Wednesday. Try the new grilled teriyaki chicken for flavor that's always kicking. For big deal meals and a great time, you gotta love the nines. I'm Billy Laney. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
.com.
Ho! Doctor, week 7 in the NFL. And it concludes tonight, though. So there's actually another double header for Monday Night Football, which we'll have more on later. But still plenty of action yesterday, including the Miami Dolphins and the Cleveland Browns.
Jenkins' first pick with Cleveland. Jenkins bangs it in. Yes. Touchdown number 3 for the rookie. And the Cleveland Browns pouring it on here in the fourth.
The Patriots' next opponent, the Cleveland Browns, get their second win of the season, 31-6 over the Miami Dolphins. So let me, Quinshon Judkins, you heard there, teammates with Henderson. He had 3 touchdowns.
Looks yeah.
a lot better than Henderson does.
It seems yeah. like, and the Patriots.
Is that more touchdowns than touches?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe.
Think
yeah,
so.
It might be.
I think so.
Yeah, I think they needed to re-scout Ohio State. Yeah,
a little bit. What happens first? This is a classic game we like to play called What Happens First. Does Mike McDaniel get fired?
Probably.
Or does Tua get benched?
Oh, no, that's going to be Tua getting benched. I think
Tua gets benched, then McDaniel gets fired, then Tua gets back in.
All indications as of this morning, and look, yeah. this can change quickly because Schefter said last week Callahan wasn't going to get fired, then he got fired. But all indications are that no changes are happening with McDaniel. But McDaniel said after the game, they're looking at everything. I think Tua gets benched.
Probably time to sit down. 1-6 start. They're way worse than I think anybody would have anticipated. Tua was 12 of 23 for 100 yards, 3 interceptions,
ugh.
And he fumbled 3 times. Now, he didn't lose any of the fumbles, so he really had 3 turnovers. But he did have 3 fumbles
nice.
In the game. They were an absolute disaster. And that Cleveland defense is pretty good. They also sacked Tua a couple times.
Quinn
Ewers a couple times.
Cleveland defense is quite good. That's a really good defense.
Yeah, that's really good. All right, the other team that was playing this week in the AFC East was the New York Football Jets. They were taking
I'll tell you, they were taking on
the Carolina Football Panthers.
Young, can he find anybody? Yes, he can! Touchdown, Xavier Leggett!
Chris Myers, just super smooth.
Look, man of few words.
I was say,
but what a word picture he painted.
He really does.
Yeah. You knew what happened.
Young, can he find anybody?
Sort of like Gary Tangway, but like
yeah.
the national version of play-by-play.
Less is more.
Tangway.
But no, look, it's important to know what's going on
yeah.
during the broadcast. That doesn't happen during all radio broadcasts, so it's good to know what's going on.
Well, the Jets' yeah. Defeated season still intact. They are 0-7 now. 0-7, they lost to the Panthers. Your Panthers, Jones, 4-3. Don't count out Jones' AFC South pick.
Don't you?
Or playoff team.
No. I had
the Bucks. My bad.
Well, they're in the NFC, first of all. But yeah, I had him in the playoffs.
Could
yeah.
be any. Could be anywhere. They could literally play for anybody. So Panthers with a 13-6. That touchdown right there was the touchdown in the game. So if you like touchdowns, that was it.
That's the whole thing.
That was it. But yeah, the Jets are horrible.
Well, Fields probably is getting benched. I think so. This is their chance to win a game. It's Cincinnati this week. And I'm not saying I'm picking them, but like this is a chance for the Jets to get their win.
Guy Flacco?
Yeah, I'm just saying it's a chance. Yeah.
A chance.
Cincinnati? I don't know who else they have the potential to beat.
If you needed a win, are you calling Justin Fields or Tua?
Oh, Tua.
For a real win, Tua. For a fantasy win, maybe Fields.
Yeah, well, yeah, fantasy Fields. Yeah. I'm praying they keep him for fantasy.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, for Tua in real life, yeah.
Don't look now, but the Kansas City Chiefs, I think, are just fine.
Hey, what happened?
Well, they took on the Raiders, Jones, and it was all Chiefs.
Looks left, throws left, and it is caught by Rice for his second touchdown of the game.
Kind of quietly having an MVP season, Patrick Mahomes. Slow start for the team. They're just 4-3 on the year, but three touchdown passes. They embarrassed the Vegas Raiders.
Well, and credit to you. Your survivor pick was much smoother and much more relaxing than mine.
I had no problems.
Yeah.
I had no problems. So we both, 7 weeks in on the survivor. That's going to be a new record.
Still cooking.
Has anyone ever done that?
I doubt it.
No chance.
Furthest I've ever been.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's go to the Colts and the Chargers.
What happened?
Well, I'll tell you.
It's a good coach right there. It's Taylor on the acceleration. Touchdown.
Guy's having an unbelievable season. That was actually his third touchdown. You didn't hear that in the clip. But 16 carries, 94 yards, three touchdowns for Jonathan Taylor as the Colts go on the road and they beat the Chargers. Indianapolis is the top team in the AFC with a 6-1 record. Chargers fall to 4-3.
So he won't win the MVP? What would he have to do to win it?
Indiana Jones? Oh, no,
no,
sorry.
No, no,
Jonathan
no, Taylor? Like 2,000 yards and they go 16-1.
And like a touchdown record.
Yeah.
Like, it would have to be that to maybe get a vote.
But I mean, Saquon did similar to that last year and finished third.
No, that's what I'm saying. So like, but he, right now, he is Saquon-ish.
Yeah,
I don't know if he's going to have that kind of numbers, but.
You got to have 2,000 rushing yards to be in the conversation. And then, yeah, you would have to have. So Saquon had a lot of his touchdowns taken away by Hurts.
Yeah,
so all you'd have to combine those two, which maybe you can. So Jonathan Taylor right now, he's held under 100 yards, still leads the league in rushing, but he's only on pace for just under 1,700 yards.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, yeah.
Not going to get it done.
24 touchdowns, though, he's on pace for.
If you're going to be the MVP of the league or the favorite who's a non-quarterback, it's him right now is, I guess, my point.
Oh, he'll be offensive player of the year, though.
He's the guy outside of the QBs.
That's why they have that other award. All right, it might be recency bias, Jones, but dare I say the game of the year between the Broncos and the Giants?
What happened?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. The Broncos dug themselves a little bit of a hole.
Yeah.
They failed to score the first three quarters of the game. They were in the fourth quarter, and it was 19-0 Giants. But the Broncos come storming back because of my guy Bo Nix to this point.
Nix will take it himself on 1st and 10. Blocked by Bowles. Touchdown, Denver!
All right, so they're able to take the lead. However, don't rule out Jackson Dart.
No.
He gets all the way down to the goal line thanks to a pass interference penalty under a minute to go.
Dart will run it himself and dives.
Oh, they're saying short.
Short inside the one.
Dart saying he got in. The clock is rolling.
He did.
Or it should be.
He's in.
Let's see. He catches.
Yep.
Charge timeout.
Need in
timeout. What? He's in.
I don't know. I don't think his knee ever went down.
Needed you're right, touch, guys. Yeah,
you nailed
right.
it. Yeah. But they would miss the extra point.
Oh, so boy.
Under 40 seconds to play in the game, they miss the extra point, but the Giants have a 32-30 lead over the Broncos. But Jones, that's entirely too much time for a Bo Nix-led offense, which gets a big completion down to Marvin Mims, setting up a potential game-winning field goal.
What? 39-yard field goal for the win. He got it! Denver's won!
The Broncos scored 33 points in the fourth quarter. It's the most points ever for a team that was shut out in the first three quarters of a game. They improved to 5-2. They're unbeaten at home. And the New York Giants that had this game won multiple times fall to 2-5. And, yeah, Jackson Dart, three touchdowns. Did have a bad pick in the fourth quarter, which helped lead to the Broncos' comeback.
The Patriots-Giants game later on this year, we keep mocking it.
That might be fun.
That's going to be not just fun. That's going to be a tough game, I think.
You think it's going to be a tough game?
Yes.
Tougher game, Giants or Falcons?
Giants.
Falcons.
Giants.
Falcons.
Pats are going to be looking ahead to their bye week. It's nationally televised. That's going to be a hard game.
A nationally televised game, I think, might help that, right? Mm-hmm. Prevent the trap game?
Mm-hmm.
Look ahead. All right, Jaguars and Rams from London.
And he's throwing for it. And it's Adams. And we have history. Devontae Adams' third touchdown reception of the day. And Matthew Stafford sets an international series record with his fifth touchdown throw.
The best part about no more London games is no more Rich Eisen.
Rich Eisen.
He's worse than Myers. I know you mock Chris Myers. He's worse
than
Myers.
No, I don't. Yeah, I do mock Chris Myers.
Aren't there two more international games, though?
No, there's probably 100 more.
No, there's a hiatus. There are more games on schedule, but there is not one this
weekend.
I hope
they never stop.
Yeah.
Just all London games. Give me the London team.
Oh,
that's coming.
It is.
Now, this was a blowout. Rams 35-7 over the Jaguars. Jacksonville 4-3. Showing themselves to be a bit of a fraud.
Coming undone.
Jaguars,
my
Chargers,
guy,
Steelers. Yeah, oh, this is all good news for the Patriots. Like, those three teams. Yes.
Yes.
All frogs.
Yes.
All three of them across the board. Your guy, Matthew Stafford, though, was good. And Rams are 5-2. Travis Hunter, though, like, doesn't really play defense? Or did he in this game?
Well,
they
scaled his defense. No, he made one nice play down the field on Adams. But number one, BTJ got hurt. Brian Thomas got hurt.
Yeah.
But he was already more involved offensively before that. Cohen came out earlier in the week and said he's going to be more involved on offense.
Got
so you finally saw what he could do as a receiver. It was his first real good game as a receiver.
Yeah, 8 catches, 101 yards, and a touchdown for Travis Hunter. But overall, a terrible game for the Jaguars. What about the Eagles and the Vikings?
What happened?
Deep drop for Hurts, trying to find something downfield. And it's Devontae Smith. He's loose. He's got it. He is gone. Touchdown, Eagles.
Devontae Smith, 9 catches, 183 yards in that touchdown. A.J. Brown, 4 catches, 121 yards and 2 touchdowns. And yet it still seems like they all hate each other.
No, they do.
After the game, Devontae Smith was like, yeah, that was open all game. I said we should do that more. And, like, I don't know why we didn't do that more. Like, these guys had crazy numbers. Hurts threw for 326, and they were pissed they didn't throw more.
No.
Like, we had it all day.
I'd be pissed all year if I were those guys. They're so fixated on getting to 3rd-and-2 so they can run the dumb tush push on two different plays. They don't even throw all game.
Did you see what the Vikings
did? They
could
do this all year. I did see this.
So now, this isn't my strategy. My strategy would be sign Desmond Watson, the 450-pound D-tackle from Florida.
The tugboat.
The tugboat.
Yep.
Just put him on the center and be like, good luck.
Yeah.
They went with a different plan, which was have somebody lay down in front of the center.
And just have everybody else lined up ready to go. Good.
I don't think it works.
Well.
It's a good strategy. I like the attempt. I don't think it worked.
I like the teams are trying something different. Yeah.
But the Eagles are 5-2. But I don't. How is that going to work? It doesn't seem like they're happy. I don't know what they're going to do there.
I don't believe it.
For a team that won the Super Bowl and has a good record,
really talented.
Yeah.
I don't believe in them at all because something is off with that team. Yeah.
Something's off. Let's go to the NFC Beast. We have the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Commanders.
Hey, what happened?
Well, Jones's touchdown parlay pick.
Prescott, a lot of time. Airs it out deep down the field. CeeDee Lamb breaks the tackle. No one home. Touchdown, Dallas.
There you go. Dallas Cowboys put up 44 points on the Commanders. Get a 44-22 win. Dallas is 3-3-1 because of that tie with Green Bay. Commanders fall to 3-4, and we also got a lot of Marcus Mariota in this one.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, Daniel's getting an MRI today.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who's in the MVP mix. They got to win more games. Dak.
Dak, yeah, he was a couple years ago when he was healthy. I'm telling you,
look,
Dak's good. People hate Dak Prescott for some reason. He's good.
You've been talking up Dak time we talk QBs.
Thank you.
And he's playing incredible.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
All right, we have a few more games to get to, but we can put a pause on that.
We'll circle back to
those. We'll circle back.
All right, it's Patriots Monday here on WEEI, Jones and Keefe. And we're joined every Monday by Patriots linebacker Christian Ellis. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. By Shaw's and Star Market. Look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy most. And by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Christian Ellis, how are we doing this week?
I'm good. How about you guys?
We're doing great. We saw some of the videos in the locker room after the game. Seemed like you guys were excited to get a win for Mike Vrabel against his former team. How'd it feel to get that done?
Yeah, no, it felt really good, you know. Especially, you know, we've been on the road so much lately. It felt good to, you know, top it off with the final win before we can play at home again.
You know, things are going well. Team's 5-2 right now. You mentioned the winning streak that's going on. Hard to nitpick too much, but one thing that even Coach Vrabel was talking about is maybe some of these slow starts. You know, you guys got behind 10-3 in the first quarter. Tennessee's probably their best offensive drive was early in the game. Anything you can point to as to why that has been so far this season?
You know, I think it really just comes down to it's hard to pinpoint one specific thing, right? You know, it could be a multitude of reasons, but I'd say from things that I've noticed, maybe just locking in on our assignment keys techniques just a little bit sooner in the game and just realizing what they're trying to do to us. That, because, you know, what they did to us that game was a little different than what I thought they were going to open up the game with. So just being able to react better on the fly, because I feel like we've done good jobs in, you know, other games starting the game fast. Bill's game comes to mind. But yeah, I would say for me, I'll just speak for myself. Maybe just trying to recognize what they're trying to do to us earlier than later.
Did you get a chance to stay up? I know you guys were traveling back, so I don't know how this all coincided. Did you get to watch your brother get an interception last night?
I did. I was there.
I
wasn't there in person.
Oh, okay.
No,
watching along. I was going to say, I was like,
there at my house. I was at my house.
you guys play them in a couple of weeks. I mean, how will, not to get ahead of ourselves, but how will you kind of handle that crosstalk a couple of weeks from now?
You know, it will just be another game. It will be another game, but it will just be a little bit of bragging rights on the side.
How does that work each week? I'm sure do you try to watch every game? Do you talk to each other every week and just sort of keep up with how things are going? How often are you in contact with your brothers?
I talk to them almost every single day. And then we do go over, hey, what do you think of this? Like, what do you think of that, what these guys are doing? What is, like, the when he played the Bills a few weeks back, he was like, hey, what did you see out there? And I was able to give him some tidbits on what I thought about the Bills, stuff like that. So, yeah, it's good.
Do you ever stop and just think about how crazy it is to have, like, a whole family full of people, players in the NFL? Like, how wild that is?
Yeah, you know, God has blessed us. I we cannot complain. We have amazing parents that just gave us the work ethic, and then, you know, God gave us the abilities to play, and so, yeah, we've been blessed. it is not lost on us that we are a very blessed family.
Well, you guys are 4-0 on the road. You've certainly been blessed there. At home, 1-2 thus far this season. How do you right that ship and get that fixed starting this weekend against Cleveland?
Yeah, you know, I think every week we get better. Every week we learn something new about ourselves, areas where we can find, like, oh, here's a chip in our armor. This is where we need to focus on next. And I think if we keep doing that, if we keep refining each other, you know, iron sharpens iron, then we'll be good.
Okay, Christian Ellis, Patriots linebacker, every Monday here on Jones and Keefe. Thanks so much for the time. Best of luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you next Patriots Monday.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, thank you.
Christian Ellis joining us here. We'll continue What Happened, which is brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We'll wrap up weeks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Seven next.
All right, Jones, we have a few more games to get to from week seven in the NFL. Thanks to Christian Ellis for stopping by, part of Patriots Monday. But we still have Packers Cardinals.
What happened?
Hey, I'll tell you.
Thank you.
Hands it off to Jacobs, and he is in for a Packers touchdown, his second today.
Yeah, this was a close game, but the Packers beat the Cardinals 27-23. A couple of touchdowns for Josh Jacobs, who scores every single week. Packers are 4-1-1. Cardinals fall to 2-5. Although a big fantasy day for Trey McBride, who had 10 catches for 74 yards and 2 touchdowns. Jacoby Brissett still out there.
Who was playing against him?
Jacoby Brissett still slinging it for Arizona.
So I was just going to ask you about Brissett. I don't think he's
better
good.
Than Kyler.
I don't like watching him. Yeah, but
no,
he's
not better than Kyler Murray.
He's better than Kyler Murray.
I don't know. Their offense looks better with him than Kyler Murray. I'll tell you that.
Would he be the third best quarterback in the AFC East?
Yeah.
Fields and Tua?
Yeah, maybe. He might be the way that's going.
A little bit of a low bar there. All right, let's go to a battle of former Oklahoma Sooner teammates.
Okay.
Bears and Saints.
Oh, hey, I get it.
Yeah. Caleb Williams and Spencer Rattler famously were teammates.
Yes.
They didn't really factor into this game much.
Malungai to the end zone, and there's his first NFL touchdown.
Malungai. Bears beat the Saints 26-14. DeAndre Swift had a big game for the Bears, although Malungai stole that touchdown from him. He had 19 carries, 124 yards, and a score. Chris Olave had a big game and a loss. But Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, and the Bears improved to 4-2 on the year. The New Orleans Saints dropped to 1-6.
I just saw the look ahead for next week. Baltimore is coming off a bye week. They're 1-5.
Baltimore versus?
They are a touchdown favorite next week against the 4-2 Chicago Bears.
But Lamar's supposed to be back, right?
But I'm just saying, Bears are good. Ravens are 1-5. Yeah, well. And they're a touchdown favorite.
Oh, you're just trying to hype up the Ravens being good still.
It just struck me as an interesting line. That's all.
It might be. Sunday Night Football. It was the Falcons and the 49ers.
Wow.
And here he is on the run, inside, pushing the pile to the goal line, in for the touchdown! Have a day, have a night, CMC!
It's Christian McCaffrey, for those that aren't in the know. 24 carries, 129 yards rushing with 2 touchdowns, 7 catches for 72 yards receiving. Mac Jones, the quarterback for the 49ers, fifth win of the year. They're 5-2. The Falcons, who the Patriots will play in a couple of weeks, dropped to 3-3.
Yeah, they look bad.
They did.
Offensively, they look bad. Every throw is like horizontal to Bijan Robinson. When they play the Patriots in 2 weeks, watch this offense.
Yeah.
They have some tight end who lines up next to Michael Penix. They constantly have Bijan Robinson lined up out in the slot or out wide. Sometimes they motion him into the backfield, sometimes not. It's a horrific, horrific offense.
Kyle Pitts runs around, does nothing.
They're good on defense,
Drake London. Yeah, they are good defensively.
They're good on defense. But no, I was going to say, that touchdown, he did not push the pile. He was hauled into the end
outrageous.
Zone by one of their offensive linemen. It was highlighted on the broadcast. That touchdown never should have stood. They should have been penalized.
That was outrageous.
Yeah.
Bills and Ravens had the bye weeks. So there's two Monday Night Football games. Tonight at 7, Bucks-Lions. What a beauty of a game that is.
That's going to be great.
Bucks-Lions. Yeah, Detroit -6.5.
I don't think the late one's bad either.
No, Texans-Seahawks is not terrible. It does start at 10 o'clock. But out in Seattle, the 4-2 Seahawks versus the 2-3 Houston Texans. Any bold flavors in these ones? Any picks?
I think Abuka actually plays. I don't know how bold that is, but okay. I think he's going to play.
Right.
Where we thought he was going to be out for weeks leading into last week. So there you go. It's week 7.
That's it.
NFL. What happened?
What happened?
Every Monday here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get back.
What happened?
Thank you very much. We'll get back to the Patriots. How impressed are you with the win yesterday in Nashville? Win and one for the Gipper, Mike Vrabel. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.